Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local winery and vineyard is expanding to a new location. Let's go in-depth with Mike Vanetta and Joanne Schissel with the Nearwood Winery and Vineyards, Knoxville. Well, congratulations on the new location of the winery. It's beautiful.
Thank you, Bob. We're getting it together over here. It's a lot of work, but it's coming along.
Yeah, well, tell people about it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to opening the doors on the 20th of this month. We'll have our license in place after we've transferred it from the old location here. We're going to be doing the crush this year. We'll be bringing in around 12 to 15 tons of grapes, and we'll be doing the crush and making wine this year here for the first time. This has got a whole lot more space than we had at the old winery. We're hoping to expand our wine production, double in the next year to two, and then double again in the next year to two after that. This facility also has a space for events. Within the building itself, we probably can hold 60, 65 people, small weddings, bridal showers, business meetings, etc. And we have a tasting bar here, and we'll hope to finish up a catering kitchen. We'd like to expand also to putting in some RV sites out here. We've got a couple of handicap accessible bathrooms with showers, and the hope is we do some RV rentals and have some continental breakfast and kind of make that a side little business and help kind of do a little glam camp, they call it out here.
Glam camp? What's that?
or glamping. People have called it glamping, where you just get together with your friends and just camp in a spot.
Oh, cool. And so, get breakfast and a little wine for dinner. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, is that something I should know about? Or?
A lot of wineries are actually doing it. Yeah. They've got space, and they just sometimes they have services like electric and water, and we hope to. But sometimes they don't. People just come up, and sometimes it's free. Campers come in, and they sit for free. The hope is there's a trade for service there. Purchase wine and wine products, and they get the free camping. Mm-hmm. We don't know how we're going to structure ours, but we'd like to include that as part of our business model. It's a beautiful place out here, beautiful location, beautiful views, and sunrises and sunsets are the best.
And you're just a couple of miles south of Knoxville.
We're just south of Knoxville, 2 minutes south of the bypass. On the west side of the road, you'll see the vineyard and the winery.
And what was the date you're opening up again?
August 20th.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mike Vanetta and Joanne Schissel with the Nearwood Winery. Tell us a little bit about the history of Nearwood Winery.
Kind of began as a thought about a possible business when I was looking for a business, coffee shops and theaters and things like that, and planted a few grapes in the backyard, and next thing you know, I'm off and running. I'd planted 150 vines back in 1979 and then had to abandon them for my training, but after the first 50 plants went in, we put another 500 plants in, and next thing you know, we're making wine, and we had bought the tasting room downtown that we were at for the last 6 years, and now we're at the point where we just need to expand and move forward.
Well, that's a great success story for a small business.
Yeah, we loved it. It's really a wonderful industry to be in. Everyone in the industry is very helpful and very pleasant, but that's part of the nice thing about this is everybody's a happy person in the wine industry.
And what do you like about it, Joanne?
Well, I came on board just a couple years ago. I didn't know much about wine at all, and then I learned a lot from Mike. And so now I'm in the industry with him, and I'm learning a lot. It's exciting to meet new people I like working in the vineyard. I like doing customer experience. We're trying to build this together. So,
Joanne is responsible for our website and our promotional materials and our email list, which is pretty critical to wine industry. So we're hoping to put together a VIP case club in the future for subscription memberships, and we're going to expand our retail markets to the south, to the Hy-Vees and other stores to the south and up into Des Moines.
Well, and how big is the wine industry in Iowa?
There's about 100 wineries. They kind of come and go. Some of the older people are leaving and some of the newer people are coming in. And about 100 wineries. There's about a $400 million economic impact to the state of Iowa. So it's a big industry and a lot of tourism money involved there. And Tour Iowa and Iowa Tour Economic Development are all involved with trying to ramp up the tourism in the wine industry. You know, it kind of has been around for a while, and now the beer industry and the distilleries are coming in too, and to try to also add to that that market and that tourism.
Well, and that's a nice rural thing too. It's not like you can have vineyards in, you know, in Des Moines or mm-hmm. downtown Iowa City.
Yeah, no, they used to have them in Des Moines. Down the south side, all the Italians that moved into the south side brought their vineyards with them from the old country. And so actually did have a lot of vineyards there, but they've all fallen apart and disappeared. And right now, grape growers are moving toward growing bigger vineyards. The 1 and 2 acre vineyards aren't working for grape growers, and so they're either disappearing and new ones are popping up that are 6 and 7 and 8 acres, or they're expanding their vineyards to get more of a volume. There's a move toward mechanization in the vineyards, so we're seeing grape harvesters out there, and we're seeing mechanization of the bottling lines all across Iowa, even mobile bottling lines that move back and forth to different wineries. So there's a cooperative spirit.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mike Vanetta and Joanne Schizel with the Nearwood Winery. It's been a pretty dry year so far. How are the grapes doing?
We had a wet spring. Which was good. We had an early bud break again somewhere around the 20th of April, which is about 3 weeks earlier than it used to be. And then it turned really hot, and so we had a lot of growing degree days, we call it, and the grapes really blossomed out and did well. And this is a very early year for harvest, and I think there's a bigger crop than usual in the state of Iowa right now. So it's been hot and dry, but it's not been too dry. We're nothing compared to the drought of 2014.
And so when is harvest?
We will have harvest here on August 25th, Saturday. And we'll have a harvest party out here. Anybody can come out and pick grapes. And we'll have a continental breakfast. We'll have free lunch. We'll have grape stomping. We'll have free wine. We'll have a band playing. So it's a big harvest party on the 25th. And, you know, we just Joanne and I, we could never harvest all these grapes. So we've got to get people to help us. And having a big party for them and giving them something along the way is part of that, too. Then the following day, we're going to harvest the North Vineyard. And we've got the VFW helping us out, and we're making a donation to the VFW for that.
Tell us a little bit about your wines.
We make, right now we've got 13 individual wines. They range from dry to sweet, and they range from red to white. And we've had some award-winning wines in the Mid-American competition and also the Iowa State Fair commercial wine competition. And our wines tend to stay in the barrel a little bit longer than the wines around the state. We like to get a little bit of aging on them. I think that some of the wineries are releasing wines too early before they're yet mature, and I like to make sure that our wines are mature and when we release them so that they're not green. Some of the wines in Iowa are a little bit green. Most of them are great, but some of them are green. And so we don't want the reputation of having wines that are inferior to California, because we're every bit as equal to California and European wines.
What's your most popular red?
Probably the most popular red is Storybook. It's a dry red wine made from Norton grapes, which we happen to have growing out here. We'd like to keep it in the barrel about a year before we release it. Right now we have 2013-2014 storybook on the shelves. And then the most popular sweet wine is Speedway Sweet. We've got the track here, of course, and so we tend to try to make labels and wines that sort of echo the theme of sprint car racing. So we have Speedway Sweet, our big seller. It's a sweet white made from Brianna grapes grown in Iowa. And then we have Raceway Red and Raceway Red Sweet, both red wines made from Norton and Concord.
And both the Speedway Sweet and Raceway Red you can buy at Hy-Vee in Knoxville.
So the labeling helps sell. I mean, so the track helps sell.
Yes.
Not just the quality of the wine.
Yes. During Nationals, we have people who mosey downtown and find their way down there, and they definitely like the labels. We have pictures of race cars, and the label does, sell the, they say you can't judge a book by the cover. And that's true with the books and with wine as well, because we do offer tastings and people get a chance to taste these wines. But there is a desire on people's part to take home a souvenir from their time in Knoxville, so they like that label. And it does help sell the wine. The track itself helps sell the wine. We have a lot of people come in during Nationals, and that's good foot traffic for us.
Well, and you'll still be at your old location on the square through Nationals.
Correct.
So people can still stop by down there, but next year they're going to have to come out here.
We'll have to bring them out here. Maybe we'll get a bus for them. I don't know what we'll do, but we'll help them get out here.
What's the best part about being in the wine business, Joanne?
I think it's building a business. It's always something I've wanted to do, and Mike has provided that opportunity, so... I can use all my skills and talents. I like being outside, so I work in the vineyard. I like doing social media and websites, so I can do that.
The people are a really big part of it, too. I think Joanna, she's expressed to me that she's really enjoyed meeting people and talking to people, and it's a real social thing for us. And it's said in the business that very few people come to the winery and leave less happy than when they came.
That's right, and there's a lot of tourists that come. Just yesterday in the tasting room, I had somebody from Cedar Rapids and Missouri, as well as from all over. But usually it's like the surrounding states. So that's interesting.
Yeah, probably 60% of our business are tourist business.
So oh, really?
People from in Iowa. And also people from out of Iowa. We see, at this time of the year, it's even a lot, we see a lot of people from Washington. We've had some Australians come in. And the track definitely helps bring the tourism in. But even during the year, we're still a lot of tourism business that comes through. We're on the Backroads Wine Trail and along with three other wineries, and that helps. Our winery is listed in the Travel Iowa brochures and the Iowa wine brochures, and so wine tourism is a pretty big deal. We see people who come into our tasting room whose next stop is Somerset or is Tassel Ridge, or so they will spend a day or a weekend going from winery to winery to winery, just enjoying the ambience and the wine tourism.
Thanks to Mike Vanetta and Joanne Schizel for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.